Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more, discussing important topics in higher education, research, and student life. I'm Derek Smith, and our guest today is Dr. Nancy Brickhouse. Dr. Nancy Brickhouse was named as Baylor University Provost in February following an extensive national search. A Baylor graduate and nationally recognized leader in higher education, Dr. Brickhouse previously served as Provost of St. Louis University and before that enjoyed a long tenure in teaching and leadership roles at the University of Delaware. As a Baylor student, Dr. Brickhouse graduated magna cum laude in chemistry. In her new role, she'll help guide her alma mater towards its goal of becoming a preeminent Christian research university. She began this new role on May 1st, and she's here with us today on Baylor Connections. Dr. Brickhouse, welcome. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Well, as you get the lay of the land at your alma mater, as that's, things have changed a little bit, we appreciate you working in the time to visit with us. What have been the feelings and emotions for you coming back to your alma mater?
Well, I think it's been one of both familiarity as well as surprise. There are parts of campus that feel very familiar. My freshman year, I was in the Collins residence hall. That feels very similar to what it did when I was here, Memorial Hall. You know, that part of campus, the old part of campus, feels very familiar. I walked into Tidwell, and I have to tell you, my first reaction was, it smells just like it did when I was a student here. Mm-hmm. And so there are parts of campus where there's this great, you know, kind of warm feeling of familiarity and comfort. And then other parts of campus that are completely new. Mm-hmm. I was a chemistry major back when Mars McLean housed the chemistry department. You know, Mars McLean has been completely remodeled and completely unrecognizable, really, to me as a former student. And then you have the new Baylor Science Building, which is just astonishing, as well as all of the development along the riverfront. I learned how to sail in the little marina. Mm-hmm. But back then, the marina was really the only thing on the other side of University Park Drive.
Wow.
So there's been a lot of building. And of course, the stadium is new, and Waco has changed a lot.
You've kept pretty busy at Delaware and St. Louis over the years. Were you able to make it back to Waco very often in those intervening years?
Not very often. I made it back a few times. And so I had seen a few things like the big, you know, stadium. You can hardly miss it. Mm-hmm. I have not been back very much. Mm-hmm.
Visiting with Dr. Nancy Brickhouse, Baylor University Provost. So when you came back, certainly things had changed probably each time you came back, maybe mm-hmm. especially these last few years. But what's most stood out to you, whether it's buildings, whether it's the people, whether it's something familiar to you? What's most stood out to you during your first month back here on campus since you took over on May 1?
Well, I would say that the people are all different. Most of the faculty that I have have retired, not all, but most. So on the one hand, the people are different, yet there's a feeling about the community and about a values orientation to the community that feels very familiar.
Take us back to your days as a student, Dr. Brickhouse. When you were here, what were some of your goals and aspirations, and what was your Baylor experience like?
Well, I was a science nerd. I really spent my time, you know, in Mars McLean. I did undergraduate research as a chemistry major, and I spent a lot of time. I worked very hard. I have to say, I also was coming from a little small town in East Texas. And when I arrived on campus as a freshman, I was very intimidated by students who were coming from what I consider to be the big cities, you know, Dallas and Houston. And so I always felt like I had to work just a little bit harder than a lot of my peers in order to do as well. But I was very focused on my academics. I was also very active in 7th and James. I continued to play the cello a little bit now and then. I played a lot of music growing up, but I played in the Columbus Avenue Orchestra. But, you know, I was mostly a pretty serious student.
So you were musically inclined as well as scientifically inclined in your days here.
Well, I got that from my parents.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, what about Baylor shaped you towards the direction you are now? You talk about majoring in science, and while that's played a role in what you've done, what you've done has expanded far beyond that. Looking back, are there ways you see Baylor guiding you towards that now?
Well, so one of the things that you learn as a student at Baylor is that what you do with your life, you know, both personally and professionally, is really a calling. It's not, we all aspire to be, to spend our time in ways that are meaningful, to our faith, that we believe is worthy of our effort, and that we believe God has called us to do. And while I was at Baylor, I think what I developed was really an understanding that that's what vocation was about. It wasn't really until I left Baylor that I actually specifically discovered what that calling was. So I taught school. I taught high school in a little town called Van, Texas. I taught chemistry and physics and physical science, a little district where we bus kids from 60 miles away. But it was a district where you could literally change the trajectory of a student's life. And I found that to be very meaningful work, very challenging work. And that's really where I found my calling, because I found also just incredible satisfaction in having that kind of an impact on students' lives.
Well, I know you served as a professor of education and served in leadership in departments of education at colleges. So was chemistry the door into teaching that opened up another path for you for love of shaping education?
Yeah, I think that's a fair way of describing it. My scholarship is all focused on science education, but I then went into administration from there. I've always thought of science education as important to a liberal arts education, so most of my work has been very much dedicated really to a kind of science for all approach, as opposed to kind of narrowly creating science majors. So I've always had kind of a big picture view of education, but I think it would also be fair to say that I really started in chemistry education. I then moved into science teacher education and teacher education, and then to higher education more generally. So the horizon just kept on expanding, if you will. I kind of like that big, kind of that the bird's eye view of a campus. I love all the different parts of the university and all the differences in the academic disciplines, and being able to connect across those departments and think about the education of the whole student and the way in which those variety of disciplines have an important role to play in a student development.
We are visiting with Baylor University Provost Dr. Nancy Brickhouse. And Dr. Brickhouse, you know, how did, you know, you, even though you've moved in different directions from that specific chemistry major, are there ways that that training in chemistry and that interest in science, are there ways that those still shape you to this day?
Oh, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think one of the ways it really helps is I understand the research enterprise. Mm-hmm. I understand the scientific enterprise, and it's different than the social sciences, humanities, et cetera. And so I think it does still shape me in that regard.
Visiting with Dr. Brickhouse, and let's talk about the role of provost. You served as a interim provost and provost at St. Louis University and now here at Baylor. But what all does the role of provost here at Baylor entail?
Well, if you take it back far enough, the ancient meaning of the term is actually literally keeper of the jail keys.
Really? I did not know that.
But I try not to emphasize that side of it too much. I don't want anybody to think they're actually in jail. Today, it really means chief academic officer. I'm really responsible for the work of the faculty. I am a faculty member. Mm-hmm. And I hold a tenured appointment in the School of Education, for example. So my responsibility is really overseeing the all of the academic programs, the research programs, and the kind of outreach that are a part of faculty life. So, you know, some people would describe it as kind of the highest ranking faculty member. All of the deans of all the colleges report up to me. And so... And we are really, really fortunate to have a great group.
What do you love as a faculty member yourself and a longtime faculty member, what do you love about working with faculty, empowering faculty, getting people, helping people do what they do well to kind of bring the whole university further along?
I love learning about faculty, the work of the faculty. When they start talking about what they're doing in the classroom, the kinds of innovative approaches they're taking in their teaching, as well as the kind of mentoring they do for students, how they connect students to opportunities outside Baylor, the research they're doing, the kind of impact that that research is making. Learning about that faculty work is really very, very invigorating. And it's a lot of fun. And I get the honor of really championing faculty work. And that's very rewarding.
Well, as we move on the program, we're going to be talking a lot about research, certainly an important topic, especially these days here at Baylor. But I want to ask you a little more first about what brought you into higher ed leadership. And this is Baylor Connections. We're visiting with Baylor Provost Dr. Nancy Brickhouse. And when did the idea of leadership in higher ed first begin to form for you? Or what was some of the key points along the way?
I don't think I had any plans of going into leadership in higher education. When I was a faculty member, I was asked to take the role of a program director of the elementary teacher education program at the University of Delaware. It was not something I ever considered, so somebody saw that in me before I saw it in myself, and gave me the opportunity to lead that program, and I just loved it. And, from there, I kind of, moved up to, larger levels of responsibility. But I just enjoyed doing it. I was a full professor at that point. I'd had, a good academic career. I edited a journal. And that kind of opportunity for new challenges that were really different than anything I'd done before just turned out to be a lot of fun. I liked it.
Dr. Brickhouse, you spent a lot of really, really formative years and important years at the University of Delaware, nearly three decades there in a variety of roles. Some of those included Deputy Dean of the College of Education and Human Development, Director of the School of Education, and Interim Provost there. Mm-hmm. So how did those opportunities and experiences there, obviously they helped lead you here to where you are now at Baylor, how did those opportunities build on one another to help sort of prepare you for the opportunities that were to come?
Well, I learned a lot from those early experiences, particularly during the time that I was the dean and the director in education. I learned the importance of building relationships external to the university, mm-hmm. and being really a part of the community because of the way in which it opens doors for students, and the way in which you can have a positive impact on the community. I would say similarly, some of the work that we did in terms of our global enhancements, they didn't happen overnight. I mean, that was really years of work that went into building an enterprise that had a big impact on the institution. But it's all about building strong relationships and keeping your eye on where you want to go. You can't constantly change your direction. Mm-hmm. There are certain things that you just have to kind of stay with and really build on.
Well, I think you answered part of this question now. They're talking about relationships external beyond the campus walls. But are there other experiences there that most shaped your approach to higher education leadership or maybe that helped you form something along the lines of core values that you bring to each role?
I will say the other thing that I learned there was that, particularly within the university and the relationships that you build with faculty are incredibly important because if you can build trust so that the faculty really know that the decisions that you're making are in their best interest, and that they're supportive of those decisions, you can do a lot more. And it's more fun. And so one of the things that I've done here at Baylor was to spend my first 3 weeks really going to as many academic units as I could just to meet people and begin to build some of those relationships. And And that's not only been a lot of fun, but I think it will also, in the long run, hopefully enable us to get more done together because we just trust each other more.
Now, I have to ask you, this is an non-education related question, but growing up in Texas, attending Baylor University, what's it like moving from one of the largest land states in the country in Texas to a state like Delaware on the East Coast where you could legitimately probably drive to five or six other states in the span of a few hours?
You know, it was hilarious moving to Delaware. Where, I mean, honestly, we've got ranches in Texas bigger than the state. One of the things that was interesting about living in a small state like that, though, was that you have access to everyone. It's really not even a state. It's more like a village. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows one another, but you have access to all of your governmental officials with, you just kind of pick up the phone. The thing that was surprising, though, was Delaware actually has a north-south culture. But there's part of that tiny little state that is very northern in terms of culture. Mm-hmm. And then you get south of the C&D Canal. Fascinating. So anyway, now I'm coming back to Texas, and all of a sudden I'm in these great big spaces. And
so you've experienced a little bit of everything, yeah. culturally wise, from Delaware and beyond. Visiting with Dr. Nancy Brickhouse, Baylor University's provost. She was announced in February and took over the job on May 1. And prior to coming here, you spent three very productive years at St. Louis University as mm-hmm. provost. And that first year as provost there, you saw a 9% increase in research expenditures. Well, certainly anyone who has paid attention to what's going on here at Baylor, listen to this mm-hmm. program, knows that that is cause for excitement. In what ways have you seen research, meaningful research, elevate a whole university?
So it can really energize a campus to think in terms of big challenges that we as a community want to take on. It can impact not just the research that is done, but it can also affect academic programs that are offered as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times, once you identify, look, these are the big ideas we really want to take on. At St. Louis U, it was geospatial research. Well, along with that also comes the opportunities for the preparation of people that will work in those industries. And a lot of new academic programs grow out of that as well. It also has a big impact on the community. And so, you know, where you are in the world really matters. And the research that you do at a major university like Baylor is important not just for Baylor, but also, and the researchers, but it's also important for the students and also important for Waco and Central Texas because of the difference that we can make in those communities.
As you began looking at coming back to your alma mater, in what ways did Illuminate, the strategic plan towards R1 status, speak to you?
Oh, I was so excited by it. I was so excited about it. It just feels the right step at the right time. It recognizes the role that a Christian university can play in the larger research communities. I think that President Livingstone really has it right when she talks about how the world needs a Baylor. It puts us in a unique position to be a Protestant Christian university and to have that kind of a reputation that comes with being a Research One institution. So you have a level of credibility and you have a level of influence. And as a Christian university, that's what we want. We want to make a difference in the world. And so I find that very, very exciting.
What experiences, we talked about you being part of helping raise that research expenditure at St. Louis University. What experiences there do you think will be most meaningful as you step into this role here?
So there are a couple of things that we did there that I've thought about a lot here. You noted the early 9% increase, actually, that we got pretty quickly at St. Louis University. And that was largely by improving the operations of the research enterprise, making it easier for faculty to spend money on their grants, making it easier to apply to grants, and simply providing more support for the work that was already going on. So that's one thing, and that's kind of what I would call an early win. We're already doing that here at Baylor. It's not visible yet, but it's actually underway. The second thing is, again, really targeting those big ideas that you want to, where you want to really invest in terms of your people and your resources. And Illuminate does that kind of at a very high level. What we're doing now, what we did at SLU and what we're doing here at Baylor both, is developing much more fine-grained pathways, if you will, for actually reaching the goals that are described in Illuminate. So we're getting more specific. So that's the next step. And that, too, is really engaging work. And it's really fun to work with faculty on that.
Visiting with Dr. Nancy Brickhouse, Baylor Provost, and Dr. Brickhouse, as we approach the end of the program here, I thought a question to kind of bring it together. You know, certainly the work you do, you'll be working closely with faculty and deans, as you mentioned, but you think about a lot of those end users in terms of the students who will be a part of that research that you've discussed and will take what they've learned here out into the world. When you envision the impact that, as you work with faculty together, that this Illuminate, that Illuminate can have on students, what's that vision look like to you? What do you get most excited about?
I mean, the inclusion of students in that work. I did undergraduate research here at Baylor. It was not very common then. Mm-hmm. It was pretty unusual. And but by elevating the research that's going on here at Baylor, we're going to provide a lot more opportunities for students to be involved in research and to be a part of the life-changing research of our faculty. So those are great opportunities, as well as enlivening the area around Baylor and around Waco and having a positive impact on the community. So the students are going to, I think that there's a lot of opportunities for students to benefit in important ways by being engaged in that research. And to be frank, the stronger Baylor is, for the long run, in terms of its reputation, the more valuable the Baylor degree is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll look forward to seeing some of those visions that we have right now as they come to fruition in the years ahead. And we're excited for you to be back here on campus, and we appreciate your time. I know when you come on to a role like this, especially a month in, there's a lot of things clamoring for your time, so we appreciate you making time for us here on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Dr. Nancy Brickhouse, Baylor University Provost, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections.